This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, the Rhythm Foundation has several music series to keep you entertained throughout the summer. The Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus brings you Music Through the Night, and the Del Rey String Quartet premieres a new piece of music as part of the Mainly Mozart Festival. The Del Rey String Quartet has been called a world-class quartet, and their repertoire covers a really wide selection of time periods, and their recordings constantly get thumbs up from critics. The group was assembled by violinist Maymay Luo.
The Florida Philharmonic had just folded, and there was one person who was a good friend of Maymay Luo's who was very interested in chamber music, and he says, oh, okay, so no more Florida Philharmonic, let's start a string quartet.
That's Claudio Jaffe, cellist for the group.
I joined the group, I think this is my fourth season that I've been playing with them regularly.
Now, I mentioned this group's varied repertoire. Well, this weekend, you have the chance to hear a brand new addition to their playlist as part of the Mainly Mozart Festival at the Biltmore Hotel.
That's by Richard Daniel Poor, a great American composer from whom we actually commissioned a quartet. So we're going to be premiering a work by him.
The quartet has commissioned works by Daniel Poor before, but this one is literally hot off the presses. In fact, when Claudio and I last spoke, it wasn't even finished yet.
We played his fifth quartet last season. We're doing the sixth quartet this season, and then there's going to be this new one.
In addition to the world premiere of Daniel Poor's String Quartet No. 7, you'll hear Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances Suite No. 3, plus works by Schubert and, of course, Mozart. The concert is this Sunday, the 31st, at the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables as part of the Mainly Mozart Festival. You can get tickets online at mainlymozart.com. Did you know that the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus is the oldest gay performing arts organization in Broward County and the state of Florida? They'll close their 29th season in customary grand style this weekend with a program called Music of the Night. Their last concerts of the season are their chance to share some of their favorite selections with you. And this year, it's pieces inspired by Music of the Night. Not only Phantom of the Opera, but anything having to do with the night. Plus, they'll welcome some special guests, show off a few costumes, and even incorporate some dancing as well. Music of the Night with the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus is this Saturday, the 30th, at NSU Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale. Music starts at 8 p.m., and for more details, visit artscalendar.com. Rhythm Foundation Director Laura Quinlan would like to invite you to come visit Little Haiti.
If you haven't visited Little Haiti in a while, you must come out. There's a lot of great restaurants in the area. The Caribbean Marketplace on the corner is open. There's a lot of art studios in the area.
Now in their 27th season, Laura has been director of the Rhythm Foundation since the early 90s, and she's watched Little Haiti evolve over the years.
One thing that I love about running Rhythm Foundation is I get a chance to meet people and connect with people through really a positive way. We create a context, we create a framework for people to share experiences.
The Rhythm Foundation has played a big part in the vibrancy of Little Haiti. One of their signature events is a free music series.
Every third Friday, we present Big Night in Little Haiti, featuring some of the most interesting, fun Haitian bands. Compa dance music, roots music, troubadour folkloric styles, all different kinds of styles of Haitian music.
The next Big Night in Little Haiti is June 19th with the band Acoustic. And if you're inclined to do a little dancing, you can catch Conjunto Impacto, a 15-member salsa band with salsa dance lessons led by experts from King's Dance Company before the show. Monthly dance nights and big nights are free. Visit rhythmfoundation.com. Now on stage at the Sugden Community Theater, the Naples Players present Stage 2 Improv. Stage 2 Improv is a Naples-based improvisational theater group featuring scenes, games, and songs, with every scene driven by suggestions from the audience. Some games may even feature audience participation, so there's a very good chance you might get in on the fun. You can find out more online at naplesplayers.org. That wraps things up for this week and for this season of On the Town. I hope you have a great summer. I'm Scott Blankenship.